I'm Rick Smith, and this is Labor History in Two.
On this day in labor history, the year was 1995. That was the day that the AFL-CIO convention convened in New York City. At the convention, John Sweeney was elected president of the Federation. It was the first contested election for president in AFL-CIO history. He ran with a slate of labor leaders, including Rich Trumka, who called themselves the New Voice Slate. Sweeney was president of the Service Employees International Union. He was a New Yorker born in the Bronx. He started his career in labor working for the International Ladies Garment Workers Union, then moving to SEIU as a union rep. He represented SEIU Local 32B in New York City during two strikes of apartment maintenance workers during the 1970s. In 1980, he was elected president of the International SEIU, a post he held for 15 years. Membership in SEIU nearly doubled from 625,000 to 1.1 million under his leadership. Sweeney gave a powerful speech for his candidacy at the convention. He said, quote, "Workers look at their paychecks, the political system, and the public debate and wonder why nobody is speaking for me. Then, in fear and frustration, they look for leadership to the Rush Limbaughs who seek scapegoats rather than solutions for problems of stagnant wages, corporate greed, and a fractured society." He pledged that under his leadership, the AFL-CIO would move to commit more resources to organizing these workers. When he won election, Sweeney held good to his campaign promise. He instituted a new initiative, the Union Summer Program, to involve college students in the labor movement. He expanded organizing efforts in the South and Southwest. John Sweeney served five terms as president of the AFL-CIO.
Labor History in Two, brought to you by the Illinois Labor History Society and The Rick Smith Show.